Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland, very much, and thank you all for listening. We really do appreciate you. And I checked in at my office during the news break, and they are continuing to be very busy. Let me give you that phone number, and maybe we can even it out a little bit so it's not right after each ad. It's 800-752-GROW if you're trying to order my book or sign up for the Landscape School. 800-752-4769. We are joined right now here at WBAP by Tucker Reed, the horticulture manager at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
I have two or three bulbs that occasionally I will refer to as my favorites, probably Ice Follies for the spring. It's going to be a daffodil of some sort, and oxblood lilies, and you're going to talk about the third. And I think if I only chose one, it would be this one. I love this plant. Tell us about it.
Well, this is a plant that, you know, normally when we're talking about bulbs of the Dallas Arboretum, it's all about the tulips and all about the daffodils. But this is one that I haven't actually had the luxury of playing with since I left New York and New Jersey. When I came back down here, it wasn't at the Arboretum, and actually this year is the first year that we've put it in.
And tell us what it is.
We actually have it at the Arboretum now, and it's called Sternbergia ludia. It's fall crocus, or sometimes called the autumn crocus. It's a part of the amaryllis family, so we know it's not going to get hurt by any diseases or pests, because amaryllis family members never die. Once they're in the ground and they're happy, they just never go away. This one is, it looks like a little crocus that you'd have in the spring, but it doesn't get eaten by squirrels like all the crocus that in the spring do. And that's the problem with crocus most of the time, is everybody gets frustrated. They want that little bitty flower, but it just always gets eaten by squirrels. So this one is hardy. It's only hardy to zone 6. That means most of Texas is going to have it. In the zone 6 areas, you'd want to protect the winter foliage, because the foliage is going to come up at the same time that it's flowering in the fall, but that can be destroyed. If it's destroyed too much by early spring or early winter snows or lots of cold, you can actually lose the bulb, and that's the one downfall of this one. It's not the hardiest of all things. But generally, if you find a good spot where it's going to be well-drained, it's going to have lots of sun, it's not going to be beat up by winter, you're not going to have to ever worry about this bulb again.
You know what? Tucker, you see this around old abandoned homes, which also tells you that this one is super durable. It's growing out in what was probably a yard, and it hasn't been irrigated. It hasn't had anything good done for it in decades, and there it is.
Right, and that's where it's very similar to the oxblood lily. You mean, yeah. I have a stand of oxblood lily across the street from my house, and there used to be an old house there, and they come up every fall. They haven't come up quite yet, but I'm sure in the next couple of weeks they'll be popping up and going nuts.
And they're still across the street? How'd that happen?
Well,
I'm sorry.
I follow the rules. I don't go poaching when I'm not supposed to.
All right, folks, I want to tell you about
admire it from a distance.
I want to tell you why I love fall crocus, Sternbergia ludia, so much. I love the color. There are all shades of yellow. Some yellows are extremely orange and hot, and some yellows are bluish and kind of cold looking, and some yellows just look like melted butter, and that's where this one is. This is the most beautiful yellow. It has a lot of green in the yellow. So anyway, how does somebody get this? Kind of hard to find.
Well, you find it, and that's the biggest issue, is that a lot of people think they're just going to go buy this when they buy the rest of their bulbs for the year. But really, you need to buy this now if you haven't already bought it. It needs to be shipped to you now, which most of the suppliers will do, and you need to plant this immediately upon receiving it. Don't let it sit around. You don't want the bulbs drying out. You want to get this in the ground. You probably will see a few flowers the first year you plant it, but you're going to need to let it rest. It's not going to sit there and blow up the first year and look like a big, huge tulip. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a couple of years to get acclimated in its space. Once it does, like I said, you'll have it forever. But it doesn't always take off immediately.
Sternbergia lutea. And, folks, it's just a beautiful plant. I will post a photo on Facebook, on my Facebook page, in about an hour. And you can see it there. And I'll give the name. And I'll see if I can find a couple of sources online. If you find it locally, buy it locally if you can find it, because that way you can get it planted today. But otherwise, you may have to get it through the mail. And you have it at Women's Garden Phase 2. Is that right?
We do. That's where we put it in. I know White Flower Farm is selling it online. I know that Brent and Becky's is actually out of it already.
Okay, there's the breaking news story. Good deal. Tucker, you are wonderful. Tell us about the things going on at the Arboretum.
Well, things going on at the Arboretum. We got the Cool Thursday concerts still there every Thursday evening. Buy the tickets online. This week coming up is a big band, Dallas's favorite big band group coming in. We also have the educational opportunities. Check out the website. The schedule's all there. The classes start at the end of this month, and there's all kinds of different classes. We also have Autumn at the Arboretum. Our big fall fest is going to start September 20th, so actually next weekend. We've been in the middle of the busiest week of our lives putting out the pumpkins, and we've got about half of them out. So we still have about half of them to go.
Half meaning like 40,000 pounds more.
Probably 40,000 pounds. I have no idea how many pounds. I know that it's somewhere we've estimated it's somewhere between 50 and 60,000 pumpkins and gourds we're going out.
Oh my
we've
goodness.
Got about half of them out so far.
All right, folks, you can become a member and you can come to Autumn at the Arboretum as many times as you want. You can come to Dallas Blooms as many times as you want. Everything else in between and around. And you can become a member when you come in the front gate or on the website, which we'll give in just a minute. All that information that Tucker has just given is at the website. How do they find you?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of 30. It'll turn into Garland Road. You'll find us on the left. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and head south and follow the green signs.
All right. Information number?
Is 214-515-6500.
And the easy part is DallasArboretum.org. Tucker, I appreciate you so much. Have a great rest of the weekend, and thanks for all you do.
No problem. Thank
you. All righty. Talk to you soon. That is sponsored by Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the foundation repair industry. I am so pleased to tell you about Advanced Foundation Repair because I know if you have foundation issues, how very anxious you must be about them. And I know how grateful you will be when you find a company that will do the job right. They'll be fair in their pricing and they'll be honest. If you don't have foundation problems, Advanced Foundation Repair will tell you so. They'll say, you know, we do not detect a foundation problem. Appreciate very much your contacting us. Here's our card. Call if you think there's a problem in the future, and we'll be happy to help again. There are so many patents on many things these days. Advanced Foundation Repair has patents on their work. They have 10 patents for technologies that allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about every foundation. They're so sure of the repair, they guarantee it for the lifetime of the house, transferable from owner to owner to owner. These folks are the best. I've told you that for 20 years now. Advanced Foundation Repair. They worked on our home. They have worked at my magazine office, and we are pleased. Advanced Foundation Repair. Repairs designed for a lifetime. FoundationRepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. All right. Thank you very, very much. And we go to Brent in Weatherford, our call. Brent, this is Neil. Good morning.
Neil, I'm on my way back from Lubbock. I always enjoy listening to you.
Thank you. Coming back
after a ball game. We got our clock cleaned last night.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Neil, I've got two at my lake house. I've got two dwarf banana plants. They're only supposed to get about 3 feet tall. And at least that's what they told me when I bought them. I didn't want to get the real big ones. But they're just not hardly doing anything. I think they've grown just a little bit, but they're just not as prolific as I thought they'd be. And I planted them in the spring, and I put a slow-release fertilizer on them, and I've got crepe myrtles there, some crepe myrtles. So I water them quite frequently, but I'm just not getting as much growth as I thought I needed to be. Is the first year a slow starter for those
plants? Well, maybe. Is this dwarf Cavendish, the red one?
It's got a little red tone to it. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I'll bet that's dwarf Cavendish, and normally it will get 4 to 5 feet tall. How tall are yours?
Well, they're only about 18 inches right now.
Okay. The only things, and there are lots of bananas, lots of dwarf bananas, and I'm trying to think of the man, Tucker Reed, the man you just heard. I did a story on bananas on our I'll look it up during one of my breaks because I still have his report on my laptop here. But he did a he had a source, and he did not list that in what he wrote to me. I wrote it down. I'm not sure I can put my hands on it. And in fact, I'm not at the desk to do so. In Louisville, Kentucky, I think the man's name is Brian something or other, who sells lots of bananas, of all things, clear up there. But anyway, there are lots of dwarf bananas. If it's dwarf Cavendish, the only thing that would keep it from getting to its full mature size would be too much sun, not enough nitrogen, and I think you could go to a faster release nitrogen on a banana tree, and not enough water. And you're pretty sure you've dealt with the water issue. I don't know what kind of sunlight it's getting. It should have mostly sun, but maybe a little shade in the hottest part of the afternoon. And then the nitrogen, you might even get away with a water-soluble nitrogen that would give you a really quick growth spurt. Not so much now, but you know, in late May, June, July.
Well, I've got very, very deep sandy loam soil, so the moisture does go away pretty quick.
Yeah, it would, and so would the nutrients. So would the nutrients.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'll just get some 2100 and then go that route.
Yeah. Don't use too much at any given time, but use it ongoing. Or you could use a water soluble. You could use a liquid fertilizer and just use it each time you water. That's a little more work. But the ammonium sulfate 2100 is going to dissolve immediately. It's going to leach through pretty quickly. You won't need more than a half a tablespoon or a couple teaspoons each time you put it on. I'd approach it gently in the spring. Okay. I wouldn't do that now.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. All right, we'll come back to Brenda in Waxahachie, Ross in Temple. Stay right there. The book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, you're not going to find it in the stores. And I'm having a few people who tell me, well, I went in, I didn't find your book. I found book I already own. And that's the case. I can't take that one off the market. A publisher did that. I self-published my current book, the new one, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. It was released in April. It is the book I always wanted. 840 of my photographs. That's not what I wanted. I just wanted a really well-illustrated book that covered every aspect of outdoor gardening in Texas to help you be successful in your effort. We have 840 photographs, 344 pages, more than 25 multi-page charts to help you make plant buying decisions quickly. Wait till you see them. If you are unhappy with this book, if I have oversold it in any way, I'll refund every penny. We have sold five figures, many, many thousands of these books, and I've not had one request for a refund yet. I'm just really happy to offer this to you. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening is only $28.95 plus $7 for sales tax and for shipping. It's available only from my magazine office and from my website at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. $28.95 plus the $7 for shipping and tax. And I have a very special offer for you right now, and that would be a signed copy of the book. I've been kind of laid up with a bit of a leg injury, and I made my way to the office this week and signed some books. We had a delivery from the warehouse in San Antonio, so I could do this to offer to you signed copies of Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. You will, I hope, love this book and find it to be the best gardening reference you've ever had in your library. $28.95 plus the $7, and it'll be a signed copy if you call before 11 o'clock today. And this is the book that covers everything from basics to the when to do everything to trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, the whole works, everything, fruit and vegetables. It's all in here. So call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Office will be open until noon.
Dixon Brothers is celebrating their 41st year providing water, garden, and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment, service pumps, motors, pool chemicals, floating fountain, and water well pumps and supplies. Keep your pool sparkling blue and fun with Pool Life exclusive pool care collection. Happy pool, happy life. Relax poolside with friends and family, soaking up the sunshine, not worrying about pool maintenance. If you do need help, take a water sample to Dixon Brothers. They'll test it and write a simple recipe using professional strength pool Pool Life products to make your pool life perfect. Dixon Brothers, the authority in swimming pool equipment and care, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit the large Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Once again, 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney. One day at a
time. That's one of the voices you might get at my office if you call that number, 800-752-GROW. We have the entire family working there today. We have couple people who are out, one ill and one with family, and so our family is pitching in. We're a small business. I've never denied that. Folks, let me tell you about our home landscape school for 2015. It will be all day Valentine's Day, February 14th at the Plano Center, and what we will do, Stephen Chambly and Neil, is we will teach you the principles of great landscape design. We will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale so that when you implement that plan, everything will grow to the proper size. You won't end up with a bunch of problems. And you pick the project of your home. It might be a new entryway. It might be a new backyard patio or something of that sort. But you choose the problem area that you want to address, and then you will learn how to do that. Stephen and I will teach you the principles of good design. We'll teach you the tools of the trade, the best trees and shrubs and vines and ground covers and annuals and perennials and turf grass for each of your needs. And then we will give you a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional 2 weeks after the all-day school. You'll spend 30 minutes with that professional finishing up your landscape project. Now, that's all day Saturday, February 14, 2015, Valentine's Day. And then 2 weeks later on February 28 or March 1, you'll have a 30-minute consultation. All for just $179 for one person, $219 for two people. You register by call. You can do it online at neilsperry.com. Even more information there, or you can call my magazine office between now and 11. I misspoke a moment ago and then corrected it. Now and 11, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Brenda in Waxahachie, this is Neil. Good morning and thank you for waiting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for taking my
call. Sure.
And thank you for your book. I ordered one for my sister and I. My question today concerns root barrier, and I know I may address this to an arborist, but we do have foundation issues. An engineer came out to look at our home and is recommending a few things to be done, and one of those was a root barrier. I, in turn, called a landscape architect that he recommended, and they are advocating root barriers around the trees. And I was going to ask your opinion of this 4-foot root barrier. Is that sufficient for those top roots?
They're talking about a 4-foot deep root barrier?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That would be more than sufficient, I would think.
Okay.
The roots that typically damage foundations are much closer to the surface of the soil. 90% of any tree's roots are in the top foot of soil.
That's what I read in your book.
Yeah, if you ever see a tree that's eroded, had the soil eroded around it at the edge of a stream bank, or if you've ever seen a big tree that's been bulldozed in construction, unfortunately it does happen, you'll see that the roots come down out of the trunk and or emerge from the trunk and then immediately fan out parallel to the ground. That's where the rainfall hits. I think if you went down 30 inches, you'd be fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's up to you. You know who I would talk to, and I rarely do this. Well, I'm just going to put a different route. I just did an ad for a wonderful tree care company, and they're on the homepage of my website. I'll let you look if you want.
Yeah,
just,
I don't
do plugs in my program, but I'll come the next thing to it. But I would contact them or another certified arborist and let them come out and take a look at where that barrier should be installed and advise you as to how deep it should be for that type of tree in that type of soil in that type of a landscape setting. There are a lot of variables that we can't really get into on the air because you can't see it. And so that might be worth the dollars that you would spend for it. And then they could do that. That's their business, yeah.
So that was my concern about how deep these roots and how deep you should go. But
let me tell you, if you get the pros from Arborological Services there, a pro,
right,
and that man or woman says, well, we disagree with Neil, I am trumpable. I'm very trumpable. Unlike Trump, I'm trumpable. So anyway, that's where I would go. But yeah, I think you can. So many people rush to take trees out or big shrubs out, and I don't think you need to do that.
I know, and yeah. I don't, because the next question was regarding crepe myrtles. We had crepe myrtles right next to the house, and I'm going, okay, what do we do with these?
Well, they're going to take water out from beneath the house, but the roots will never get large enough to do any lifting of concrete or any significant cracking of concrete.
Right.
They really don't have any place being right up against the house. My wife and I looked at a new model home yesterday just casually driving by, and I said, wow, they're going to hate that crepe myrtle where they've put it. Why don't they move it 3 feet farther out? It's going to hit the eaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that one I have to leave to you as to whether you leave them there or whether you move them out.
Right. Okay. I have one other question. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Katie White, do we need to do any preparation for winter? I've planted these. I really
on what?
Katie White, the little dwarf.
The dwarf Ruellia. No, they're very winter hardy. No problem.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate your call, Brenda. Let's go to, you know what, Ross? Oh, I got to go to Ross. He's been waiting a long time. Ross, it's Neil. How can I help you?
Morning, sir.
Yes, sir. I got to get to a newscast, but I didn't want you to wait any longer.
To make it quick. Yeah. I have access to piles and piles of wood chips where my nephew had been trimming trees.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's several, 8 years old. It's broke down pretty good, about two-thirds through the piles. And it's got some cedar in it, and I've been using it for my flower beds. Can I till that into a garden and not without affecting the soil?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to sign this check. the fact that you get partway in and it's not completely decomposed,
correct,
is what scares me. As a mulch on top of the ground for a year, doesn't scare me at all. Then you could rototill it in. But where you start mixing it in, where it might still have some freshness to it, and as you're alluding, cedar is slow to decay, I'd be concerned that you might end up tying up nitrogen. A quick way to check, Ross, would be if you would allow me to buy one more year for your decision, mix some of it in toward the end of a garden, toward the end of a row, and see how those plants do down there. You know, make sure everything else is equal, that they get the same water and fertilizer, and see if they are starved for nitrogen. If they look like they're good, go for it. I did a half-acre garden the first time I gardened in Ohio after I left College Station and transferred to Ohio State. We got married, and I was teaching school in northern Ohio, and I thought, oh, this is cool. Wonderful soil. I'm going to have a big garden, first time in my life. And I got a layer of horse manure out of the stall of the man we were renting our house from, and put it out on that garden and tilled it in, and I had no produce because it was too fresh. I learned the hard way. I was a young horticulturist. Should have known better, but soil science didn't teach me that one. And so I've been very, very careful to caution people not to put fresh organic matter into the soil. Just be careful.
Like I said, this stuff is several 8 years old.
I understand, but it's 8 years old at the outside. In the middle, it may be 1 year old. It may not be very well decayed yet.
Oh, okay.
Another thing you could do is rototill it and expose the inside to the outside, and that will speed things along.
Okay.
All right.
But if I did it, just try a small part.
Try a small part to cut your losses. That way you'll know for sure.
All right, sir.
All right, attaboy. Have a good day. Thanks for the call. All right, I'm going to tell you about Scott's Turf Builder right now, Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer. Let me just tell you about the name Scott's. What a big company this is. They are synonymous with fine fertilizers. And they ought to be because they've been in the business for a long, long time, and millions of American gardeners rely on their products each year. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer protects and strengthens your lawn for a fine lawn this fall. And it does things like replenishing nutrients lost during the harsh summer months and preparing grass for winter and building strong, deep grass roots for a healthier lawn next spring. The most critical feeding of the entire year comes right now in early fall. Water deeply to hasten the greening. Children and pets can, of course, re-enter the lawn area right after the product's been applied. For best results, apply it using a Scott's fertilizer spreader. You'll find all of the Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. That's Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer. More information is available to you at scotts.com.
Instant news and weather alerts at your fingertips. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
The people who do all of my tree work, that's Arborological Services, the experts your trees deserve. Serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists and college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. And when I get stumped, I will contact them, and I always give full attribution on Facebook or in print or on the radio if they've helped me with a plant question that I have found to be very difficult. And it is so cool to see them write back, three or four of them write back, that they've visited briefly to discuss this, and they brought in so-and-so because he is a pathologist or somebody else is a forester. Two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas, the best in the entire state. And they also hold the Texas Tree Climbing Championship, which they have won 22 of the 32 times the competition has been held. For the best in tree care, you contact Arborological Services, serving Dallas and Tarrant counties. This is the number that I want the lady in Waxahachie to call. And it is a very simple number, 866-552-7267. They are a local company, but they have put in a toll-free number to help everybody. And they serve Dallas, Tarrant counties. They go outside just a little bit. They may go to Waxahachie, but it's worth the call. 866-552-7267, arborological.com. Arborological Services. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and here is Major Logan.
Thanks, Neil. 9:30, a typhoon slams into the Philippines. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Here's your classic Chevrolet.com right now traffic watch. I-30 eastbound between Ballpark Way and Six Flags Drive sees a slowdown. Dallas sees an accident, Mid Park Road at 75 Central, and another one, Lunar Road at Northwest Highway. The WBAP 24/7 forecast today, mostly cloudy skies. It's going to be milder with a high of 83. Mostly cloudy tonight, low near 70. And continued mostly cloudy, warmer tomorrow, but a high of only 87. Right now it is 64 degrees in Arlington. A fast-moving typhoon has slammed into the northeastern Philippines, sparking warnings of possible landslides, flash floods, and storm surges. The storm has been blamed for enhancing monsoon winds that whipped up big waves and caused a stalled ferry to sink in the central Philippines late yesterday. Cargo and passenger ships rescued at least 110 survivors and recovered three bodies. An internal audit at the DISD has found that over 1,800 graduates in the class of 2013 missed too many classes. And the Dallas Morning News says there is little documented proof that they made up that time.
They're required to make up that time, according to the state law. Graduation rates jumped sharply after the 2008 school year when a law started allowing students to get course credit if they participated in plans made by principals to make up for absences. Before the law, 63% of the class of 2007 graduated. In 2013, 84% graduated. The Dallas Morning News says Superintendent Mike Miles declined to discuss the audit with them and did not say how he plans to address the audit findings. Mickey Briggs, 24/7 News.
Once again, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies, milder day, high 83. Right now it is 63 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very, very much. And it's time to tell you once again about our Home Landscape School, which will be coming up on Saturday, February 14, Valentine's Day, all day at the Plano Center. You have to pre-register, and we have a $20 savings if you pre-register today before 11 o'clock. Stephen Chambly is my friend, and he also is my co-teacher for this all-day event. We'll teach you the principles of good landscape design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have a beautiful lawn, effective entries and front gardens, fun patios and backyards, and designing to scale. In fact, you will leave with a working drawing of your landscape project. You can choose the project anywhere around your home. Might be how to put in a new fence and landscape the fence, or it could be an entryway, it could be a patio, it could be the front yard in general if it's not too big a project. So those are all things that you could do, and I hope that you will sign up. It's $179 for one person. It is $199 for two people from the same house. I'm sorry, $219 for two people from the same household. It's $179, which will become $199 very shortly. This is our early sign-up discount. $179 for one person, $219 for two people from the same household. Now, to register for it, I don't think I told you, 2 weeks later on Saturday, February 28 or Sunday, March 1, you get a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional. Yeah, I guess I did. And that will allow you to leave with that working drawing. If you'd like to register, here is the phone number you call. It is the same number that you call to get your copy of my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, as a signed copy if you call before 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 800-752-4769.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your
Joseph
inbox.
Is a no-go.
Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
Call. WhizQ Stone. Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone, leaders across the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Now, they conduct classes on Saturday mornings at 10. These are free to you, and all you have to do is show up at 10 next Saturday, the 20th of September, how to build a segmental retaining wall. If you're thinking about building a retaining wall, there is more to it than just stacking the stones in there. They can show you how. On September 27, how to build a backyard pond. Everybody wants a pond in the backyard, and they'll teach you. All classes start at 10 in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. 22 acres of beautiful stone, leaders in the nursery industry, leaders in the list of nice people in America. The folks at WhizQ Stone, Derek and Mike Wisnan. You know what? That's the first time I ever did it in that order. Son and Dad. So move over, Mike. Derek's on his way. Mike Wisnan is the second of three generations, Derek the third, and they're really nice. They have a wonderful team at WhizQ Stone. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. Website is whiz-q.com. whiz-q.com. 817-429-0822. Open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. WhizQ Stone. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right, and we'll have a special guest here in just a moment, but first we go to Karen in Corinth. Karen, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. I love my mimosa trees, and my chocolate mimosa has webworms.
Okay.
And I don't really know what to do with them. I had called our landscaping company, and he said once that the webworms had, you know, formed their webs, there's really nothing you can do.
Yeah, he's exactly correct. This is, for folks who are not familiar with the plant, it's called summer chocolate. It is a patented variety of mimosa that has brownish bronze leaves. And for the mimosa webworm, what you would want to use, Karen, is a systemic insecticide next year, and you would apply it about 30 days before you saw the webworm show up this year. When did you first see them?
Oh, it was probably about a month and a half ago now.
All right, so that's going to put it first of August. So I would say probably late June, you would apply a product containing imidacloprid, and I'll spell it. There's just no way around it. In fact, I'm going to write it, and then I'm going to spell it. Imidacloprid. That is the most common insecticide in the world today. And it is in many products that you will find in every garden center, unless it's a totally organic nursery. You will find that in all the hardware stores and almost all garden centers. And it goes into the soil, taken up by the tree, so it is a very specific targeted insecticide. That's what I would recommend.
So I spray it on the soil, not on the tree?
You're drenching the soil with it, not spraying it. Yeah.
Okay, and so it's too late to do anything now?
Yeah, 30 days from now, you're looking at toward the end of October, and they're going to be dropping their leaves anyway. And you can't turn it around. If the webs are there, the webs are there.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So it's not going to kill my tree, though, is it?
Oh, no.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for waiting on me. All right. And, Robert, you need to tell me, you have my special guest lined up? Okay, let's take one more call, and then we'll have our special guest. Larry in Dallas, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I want you to describe what you do when you take a plant out of a little plastic pot, and it looks root-bound.
Okay.
It's got a spiner around the bottom.
That is a terrific question that I don't think I've been asked in. I don't know that I've ever been asked it that way. I commend you for noticing and for bothering to ask. When a plant, and I want to talk about a tree now, not necessarily an annual flower, but it applies to them too. But especially with a tree where the roots are going to keep growing. If you plant a tree or shrub, large type of shrub, into the ground where the roots are going around and around in the pot, when you take it out of the pot, they're going to continue to go in that circle. They'll get larger. They'll branch out and go out into the surrounding soil, but they will get larger. They'll swell as they grow, just like branches do, just like the trunk does. And they can eventually girdle one another and do serious damage to the tree. And so with trees and shrubs, you want to take pruning shears and actually clip through some of those to force them to develop branch roots that will go out away from the ball. If it's possible to run your fingers through a larger plant like a tree or shrub and just kind of comb through to get the roots out into more of a fan, that would be great. Now, with annual flowers, if you buy coleus or if you buy tomato plants and you find that they're root-bound by having roots that are wrapped, just take your fingers, make sure the soil is moist, take your fingers and just pull those roots loose. Don't break them, just pull them loose so that they dangle out away from the soil ball, and then plant them immediately and water them immediately.
Thank you very much, Neil.
You're welcome very much. Appreciate that. Let me go to a special guest that we have on the phone line right now. This would be Alex Evans, my grandson, Alex. Alex, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What would you think people would like to know about your day Friday?
That it was my birthday.
It was your birthday, and you are now officially a... And it starts with teenager. There you go. Alex is 13. Happy birthday, kid.
Thank you.
Yeah. How's it feel? You feel old now? People hold the door for you?
No.
Well, we are really proud of Alex. Alex playing football for the first time this year. And this is the Alex who I have told you before won a lot of ribbons and other trophies and things for wrestling back when he was younger. So he's now transferred that into football. You having a good school year so far?
Yeah.
Alex is in the gifted and talented program. He works really hard at his school. We love you a bunch, kid.
Love you too.
All right. I know you're working hard at the office. And I think I got turned down on my second guest appearance here. Is that correct? Nobody waiting in line behind you? All right. Well, have a great day. I love you, Alex, and we'll see you in a while.
right. Love
okay.
you too.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. There was the opportunity, but kind of turned down by Mama, so it may be on bad behavior for Joseph to join us on the phone. We'll do that another time. All right, let's go to David in Paradise. David, this is Neil. Thanks for letting me do that. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a post oak tree, friend one, and the horses have eaten the bark off of it.
Ooh.
Two different trees, actually. One of them is still green, and the other one, all the leaves turn brown. They're right next to each other. Is there any chance of saving that, or is it gone already?
It's gone. What happens when bark is lost around a tree trunk is that there's a tissue inside the bark that is called the phloem, P-H-L-O-E-M. Mm-hmm. And inside the phloem is the cambium. Everybody knows about the cambium, it seems like. Cambium layer is very important. And then inside that is the xylem. The xylem is what makes up the lumber of a tree. It makes up most of the internal part. The xylem, the big bulk of the tree trunk, is like straws bonded together. The water and nutrients go up through the xylem in the middle of the tree. And then when the sugars are made in the leaves, the sugars are taken back to the root system in that outer cylinder called phloem. And if that is damaged, then that cuts off the supply line to the roots and the tree dies. The cambium in between produces new xylem and new phloem, and usually when the bark is lost, the cambium is also lost. And so that's the problem. If bark is lost partway around a tree, then the tree usually can recover. But if it's lost all the way around, then that, and especially with post oak trees, they're not going to come back. I'm really sorry. They must be protected from the trees.
Okay, the one that is still green then, but
yes.
Has its bark gone also, maybe I can spray that pruning.
No, you don't want to spray pruning paint. You want to let the tree heal on its own if it's capable of doing so. It depends on how deeply the horse ate into the bark. If they did the same damage to that one that they did to the one that's brown, it too will be brown eventually. There's no way of knowing without just letting nature take its course. But the pruning sealant is not intended to help a tree heal. It's intended to keep insect and disease problems out of a tree trunk. In this case, it would very much slow down the healing process.
Oh, okay. So there's nothing I can do to the one that's still green then?
That's exactly correct. What you could do is put wire fencing up around to keep the horses from getting near it and any other post oaks you have. I'm sorry to tell you that it's dog chains will do the very same thing. Line trimmers will do the very same thing. Weed eaters will do the very same thing. It doesn't have to be 4 inches wide.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, David. The news is what it is, though, unfortunately. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and finish the program out. So if you'd like to call, good time to call. 1-800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Folks, I hope you have called my office by now today. And like I say, we have the whole family there. We've had an illness and somebody out of pocket because of family in town. And so we've just taken our family in to fill in. And so you may get Alex on the phone for all I know. He probably won't take your order, but he would put you on hold. But my wife, daughter, son, grandson, Sam, who regularly works at our office, and Alex and even Joseph, all there in that building. It must be fun. Hopefully Joseph is playing Minecraft right now on Grandma's iPad. That'll keep things quiet. All right, here is what we have. We have my brand new book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, and it features 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. And these charts basically are, to a large degree, the posters that we produced that were $10 each. So that'd be $40. There were four of them. That'd be $40 if you wanted just to buy the posters. But that's a lot more than you'd pay for the book that has everything that the posters had and a ton more. The posters were the best tree, shrubs, vines, and ground covers for Texas. And then there was another poster on best annuals for Texas and best perennials for Texas. Each of those translated into an 8 or 10 page chart within the book. And there's so much text beyond just the charts. We cover in chapter one the basics, the fundamentals of gardening in Texas, the things that reach into each chapter. For example, soil preparation or temperatures, hardiness zones, things like that. Chapter two is the nuts and bolts of my calendars that I did for 30 years. It's when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. And instead of one page per month, you get 4 pages per month. Lots of information. Chapters 3 and beyond are individual chapters on trees and shrubs and vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit and vegetables. This is the book I've always wanted to have, and finally I have it. It is not a revised copy of Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That book is 23 years old, and that's the one you'll find in stores. If you want a 23-year-old book that's pretty good, that would be the book to get. But this one is so much better and so much more up to date. It's just $28.95, and here is our very special offer. While I've been kind of unable to get around very well because of the sore leg, I went into the office and signed books for you. We have a delivery, and I decide from the warehouse in San Antonio, I decided I'm going to sign these books and sell them as signed copies of the book because that's what they are. And they're boxed and ready to mail tomorrow or Tuesday. If you'd like a signed copy of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, same price we've been offering it, $28.95 plus $7 for postage and for sales tax, regular $32.95 plus $7. You can get it right now by calling my office before 11 o'clock today, 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction guaranteed. To every penny, remember these are not in stores, not on Amazon. 1-800-752-4769, or you can also order at my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, 1-800-752-GROW, call before 11. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. North Haven Gardens, the place to go for anything horticultural, anything. It's a 9-acre nursery that has been in the same location since 1951. That's 7700 North Haven Road, inside LBJ between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. When they founded, there was no LBJ. There were no houses around them. There was nothing on North Haven Road but cotton fields. And now look at where they are. And most of that landscaping around them, I'll bet you, came from North Haven Gardens. Organic garlic bulbs have arrived at North Haven Gardens. You can plant them in October. North Haven Gardens has stocked some very flavorful varieties. Silver Rose has rose-colored cloves in very smooth, bright white bulbs. They're long-storing, beautiful garlic to braid. German Porcelain has large bulbs splashed and striped with purple. Cloves are easy to peel with a rich and mildly spicy flavor. And Elephant Garlic with huge, impressive bulbs and a mild flavor. Kids love harvesting this giant of the garlic patch, and it keeps well as well. Now that summer's waning, perfect time to plant your favorite fruit like persimmons, figs, raspberries, and other varieties selected for success in our climate. They're arriving weekly at North Haven Gardens, and this is the time to revitalize your lawn. They have all kinds of fertilizers, inorganic and organic. For more information, go to nhg.com, a beautiful garden center, nhg.com, as in North Haven Gardens, or call them at 214-363-5316, 214-363-5316, North Haven Gardens, 7700 North Haven Road, between Hillcrest and Central Expressway, open 7 days a week.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing. 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
You might be thinking of replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters, and if so, Sunburst Shutters is your place to call. I love these shutters. We have them at our home. They're 2.5 or 3.5 or 4.5 inch louvers. We have the 3.5 because they matched up with the rest of the furnishings in the home better. You will love Sunburst Shutters. They're made of polywood, a man-made material that will not crack or warp or split or peel. They're just beautiful. They're white or off-white. They're color fast all the way through. Now, if you need to have them painted to match a specific color, you can certainly do that. They have a paint booth like a body shop would have, and so they can certainly do that for you if you need to have them. That's Sunburst Shutters with a wonderful warranty. Go by and see them if you wish, or let them bring samples to your home. Sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601. Available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco as well. Call the same number, 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. We had a bunch of people who have called in the last 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm going to do my best. Let me start with EK in Dallas. Please, each of you, if you'll be really quick with your question. EK?
Yes.
Yes.
Looking for a recommendation on an expert in the area for pine trees. I'm trying to replace a blackjack pine, which has also lately been identified as a ponderosa, strange as it may sound.
Okay. Well, I think you need to get to a good tree company. I am not a fan of pines in our area. I have never seen a pine that lasted very well in the blackland soils in our area. Probably your best is going to be Alderica pine, but they have struggled mightily with the alternate wet-dry cycles. They can't handle the wet times. So, but I'd get into an independent retail garden center. I'd look for a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional. It's going to be your best bet, but I would go very light on the pines. I'd be very careful. EK, I appreciate your call. Jerry in Frisco, pre-emergent for Dallas grass. I don't think you're going to find one. It'll kill the seeds, but it's not going to kill the weed. It's a perennial grass that comes back from its roots. If you just want to keep seedlings from coming up in your yard that are blowing in from the neighbors, then you would use the same ones I mentioned for crabgrass and grass burrs, and that's a spring application. We can talk about that later. Rick and Granbury, dwarf grass missing plumes. Is it too young? Probably not. They ought to bloom the first year. Call me back on that one. I'm not sure. Jack in Hamilton is asking, time to prune oak trees? Yes, it's a good time. Seal their cuts with pruning sealant, however. And I appreciate Robert Borowski. I appreciate all of you who have called. Happy garden.